guys, I mean, you want to win every week and every game appears as winnable, but do you find this a little bit of a break after a really tough start with back-to-back opponents you had?
Yeah, this is the NFL. Every team's improving each week. You know, every week's going to be a tough one for us. I think it's on us now to get back to the drawing board and, you know, prepare as well as we can to, you know, come out and play well against Indianapolis.
How about what do you see?
He's talented. You know, we did a little training together in a pre-draft process. He has great ball skills. You know, he's big in size. He's definitely going to be a guy that we got to keep our eye on while we're out there.
He doesn't play as deep as the pros are playing peppers, does he? I mean, they don't put him back there.
No, you know, they move him all over the place. I think that's what you can do with a young, talented, big size guy like that. He'll come in the box, he'll play deep. He's kind of a good utility guy for him in their backfield.
When you see him make an interception like he did last week where he seems to cover Tom Brown, what do you have to be aware of when you go?
It's where he's at. You know, every week, you know, when there's a free safety back there, as a quarterback, it's my job to, you know, see where he is, find where he is, and manipulate him if I can. So, you know, every time I take my first two steps, we're trying to identify safeties, and I want to make sure that I know where he's at and keep him where he's supposed to be.
Hey, Deshaun, with the receiving core being as kind of fluid as it's been, is it difficult to kind of get in a rhythm with guys? I know you're with them most of the camp and exhibition season, but...
Yeah, you know, but that's something that we spend time on in practice. You know, we get so many reps with these guys in practice. You get to know them fast, and it's our job as pros to find that chemistry within, you know, 2 days' work, and that's what Wednesday and Thursday are for us.
Challenge?
Absolutely.
What do you think a win would do for you personally and then the team after kind of a run?
You know, you go 4-0 in the preseason, and you get a little taste of winning in your mouth, and you can feel in the locker room the vibe was ecstatic. Everyone was excited to get out there. Obviously, going through two losses in our first two regular season games kind of took that away from us. Now we want to get back to that. So if we can get out there and pick up a W, hopefully we can build off of that and start stringing together a couple more.
Deshaun, you were really quite hard on yourself when we talked to you on Monday. You were still kind of in that 24-hour period when you can kind of feel bad about the day before. Do you feel better about everything now? I mean, have you seen some plays in that film that made you think, you know what, I'm getting this?
Yeah, you know, it's a new week. We're on in Indianapolis, looking forward to having a good week of preparation and trying to, you know, do whatever I can to execute the game plan they're putting in front of me.
Each game has started with kind of a painful opening series. Negative series, you know, second and 15, third and 12, and all that. Does that have a tendency to linger? Does that set a tone in the first quarter when you start out that way?
Absolutely. You know, in this league, every drive is an important drive. But we understand the importance of momentum. And when our defense plays as well as they do early in games, it's good. Or it's on us on the offensive side to also, you know, start fast. If you can get that momentum going early, catch a rhythm, you kind of keep the defense on its toes, and that's the ultimate job.
After you came back in the game in Baltimore, when you're down to the inside the five, I think the first play on first and goal was a keeper by you. It looked like, was it a play, a call play?
It was, yeah.
People were wondering why, after coming back from migraines, you were running the ball like that.
I wasn't really experiencing any symptoms at the time, and I was full go, ready to go, and that was one of our game plan plays.
How important do you think it would be to get the running backs in rhythm, get that running game going the way you guys are going?
It's huge. You know, that's what offense is. It's the pass game complementing the run game complementing the pass game. So it's big on us to execute all the way across the board. I know that we have two very talented backs and a very good offensive line that we will be able to run the ball well. I think it's on us now to execute our jobs and buy into the game plan that the coaches upstairs are putting together.
With some of the plays that the tight ends made last week, are you excited about the opportunities to, you know, to hit David and to hit Sal while you guys get your receiving core kind of figured out?
Absolutely. You know, you have two very big, talented guys internally that create some big, you know, matchup issues. And whenever you can find that and exploit it, you got to be able to do it.
At this point, how difficult is it to read NFL defenses while you're out there in the game at NFL speed and NFL schematics?
Yeah, I've been spending the last 4 months preparing for this. I think that I'm doing a pretty good job with reading defenses.
Sean, what do you think is still missing from this offense totally?
You know, it's just a consistency. You know, we have some lulls in games that we got to eliminate. Everyone mentions the first drive, and there's also some things coming out of halftime that we got to get going. And I think it's on us just to have the energy and on myself to make sure I'm pushing this offense as fast as I can so that we can have some, you know, the same consistent energy that we've seen at times where we're driving the ball up and down on defenses.
Sean, I heard a stat yesterday that I think you're at the top of the league in passes over 20 yards. Are you comfortable with that ratio defense?
You know, it's all on me to execute and whatever coach puts in front of me. You know, when you play against two defenses that like to play press man and you have some talented guys, you got to push them vertically. That's what we have to do. It's what the defense is giving at the time. Obviously, we're not executing as well as we can, so we're going to get right back out here and practice and, you know, get back in the sand, draw it back up, and see if we can make it happen again.
With your big arm, I mean, you like pushing the ball on the field and pressing.
Absolutely. This league is one where, you know, big plays, explosive plays can change a game. So we're going after those explosive plays whenever we can.
Deshaun, way back in like August, you said you've never gone through a week of this before. Just in your third one, are you feeling more comfortable already with this whole process you do each week?
Absolutely. This is my first time now repeating my process, and I'm very confident in it. From, you know, the way I, the things I eat, the way that I prepare, the film that I watch, I think coach has put together a good plan for me, and I bought into it last week and felt very prepared for the Baltimore game, and now I'm going to go back and you know, do the same exact thing this week, and hopefully I can feel just as prepared for Indianapolis.
You said earlier you trained with Hooker. Where were you guys? How long was that?
We have the same agency, so we trained together in at Proactive back in Orange County during the pre-draft process.
What did you learn about him as a guy?
He's awesome. Really good dude. Hard worker. He was going through an injury at the time, and he was trying to rehab. And obviously, you see him out there making some big plays now. So he's committed to his job and does a good job at it.
He thought maybe he might end up here, too. He has said, did he talk about that?
No, we never really, you know, when you're with so many guys here getting ready to be drafted, it's kind of tough to have those discussions because we all think we're going everywhere, you know.
How about just the strengths of this Colts defense? What do they do well?
You know, they have another strong front seven. And when you can do that and have young, talented guys like Malik behind them, you know, they have a lot of confidence. They're getting better each week. Obviously, they haven't experienced the wins the way that same with us, but you can definitely tell that the progression that they've made from their preseason on to their first two games are becoming a better defense as they go. So we got to make sure that we match their intensity and match their execution against it.
Hey, you said you're on to Indy. Is that hard to do? Do you struggle with moving on, or did you learn a long time ago how to manage it?
Yeah, I learned a long time ago how to manage that. You know, there's a lot of things that you can hang yourself on, but in our position as a quarterback, it's up to us to make sure that we drive this team to move on. If I'm not moving on myself, then how is the rest of the team supposed to move on from on too? So, we watched the film. We made the proper corrections. We'll learn from the mistakes that were made in that last game, gain on the positives from that last game, and try to be a better team this week.